Beyond the Book is going to where the world gathers to get a great read, and we hope you will join us. Welcome, everyone. My name is Chris Keneally. I'm the Director of Author Relations for the Nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center and proud to be your host for Beyond the Book. And Beyond the Book will again return to Book Expo America later this spring, which will be held this year in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center from May 29th to June 1st. We're going to be there with several very special programs we'll be telling you more about as the date approaches. But for the next several weeks, we're going to be featuring kind of best of Beyond the Book at Book Expo America. Some of the several interviews we've had the pleasure to hold with BEA audiences and best-selling authors over the last several years. We'll be posting the schedule at beyondthebook.com, and you'll get all of these if you're a subscriber to our series through iTunes or directly through your own favorite podcatching series. But let me tell you about a couple of them that I think you're going to enjoy very much. Joining us on April 14th, we have Kate Murphy. Kate is the author of a book called Crazy 08, How a Cast of Cranks, Rogues, Boneheads, and Magnets Created the Greatest Year in Baseball History. One of the best titles of 2007, I would have to say. And frankly, a book that all of us who are waiting for opening day to bring in the baseball season are sure to enjoy. Another man who's written about baseball, but many other subjects, including Bill Clinton and Vince Lombardi, is best-selling author and associate editor at the Washington Post, David Marinus. David won the 1993 Pulitzer Prize for National Reporting for his reporting on the 92 campaign following Bill Clinton from Hope, Arkansas, all the way to the White House. And we'll have our interview with David on April 7th. He'll be talking about all of his books, but in particular, the anthology of the best American sports writing, 2007. Later in the spring, on May 5th, 2008, we'll rerun our interview with Jay Allison, who is the series producer for the NPR program This I Believe. Jay has been a broadcast journalist most of his life. He's worked for NPR and for PRI, as well as for ABC News. And This, I Believe, you may be familiar with, is a series of really wonderful, inspiring statements of belief, and not necessarily religious belief, but personal belief, that you hear regularly on National Public Radio's Morning Edition. We will also have with us, again, on March 31st, Chris Anderson. Chris is the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine, and the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Long Tail, which many of you will be familiar with in publishing. It's identifying how the future of the publishing industry, and indeed of many industries, will be selling less of more. And what that means is that the internet provides us with access to a selection of books and music and, for that matter, foods that we never had before, so that while business increases, the effect is to see more people choosing more different items. So a bestseller today might be 10,000 copies, when in the past it would have been 100,000. In the end of May, right before Book Expo begins, we'll bring you an interview with Martha Simmons, an interview recorded in 2006. And Martha is a native of Chula, Mississippi, and the seventh of 11 children. She's considered one of the deans of women preachers in America, and she's the editor of a fascinating anthology called Preaching with Sacred Fire, an anthology of African-American sermons from 1650 to the present day. And what's really beautiful there is to see how these fabulous expressions of the desire for freedom and the wish to realize themselves fully within the American culture have evolved to the point where, indeed, on this election year, we have a presidential candidate, Barack Obama, whose language, I believe, has been tremendously shaped by African-American sermonizing. All of this is available to you free for just subscription at beyondthebook.com, as well as at iTunes. We'll be sending you more information through your email subscriptions about our programs at Book Expo America. We do hope you will join us there, and if you do, come up and say hi when the program is over, please. If you have any questions about anything we're doing or want to make a suggestion for a program, we welcome those. Send them to Beyond the Book, all one word, at copyright, copyright.com. And again, thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you for listening. And we hope to see you in Los Angeles. From Boston, this is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, best wishes.